Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Samach Hei, and we start with Samach Dalav and Amabez, two dots, second wide line. So we just spoke about the Machlokas, about whether a person is Machas Nafshi Inish L'Sveika, or whether a person is, actually we didn't get to that one yet, we're about to do that, and we spoke about the issue with does a person do a mitzvah that's in front of him, instead of a mitzvah that is not in front of him. Okay, so now we have to the next case. Bishle Shoshti Kitibanos. Man has two sets of daughters, as the Mishnah said, and he was Bekadish one of them, and he's not sure if he did the Gadol Shebegdolos, the Ketana Shebegtanos, one case of Gadol in the Mishnah, and one case of Ketana in the Mishnah. So, why do we have both cases, asked the Gemara. Vitzricha. We need both cases, that you have the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in the case of Ketana. Rabbi Meir says everybody's usher except for the Ketana Shebegtanos, and Rabbi Yossi says no, everybody's mutter except for the Gedola Shebegdolos, and we have a parallel machlokas in the case of Ketana. So if it's Richas, what do you need both those cases? The Yeshmina Kamaisa, because if you would have only mentioned the first one of Gedola, Bahakam Rabbi Meir, only there maybe, that's where Rabbi Meir says everybody's asur. Kivan Tiika Zutrimina, since there's somebody younger than each of these girls, Lahak Gedola Karila, you would call Gedola to anyone who's not the youngest. That I understand, that's why he asked with everybody, except for the very youngest. Aval Baha, but in the case of Ketana, Ima Modile Rabbi Yossi, the Kobebi Hilmil to Rabbi Yossi, De Ketana, Lahach Ketana, De Kulu Karila, because maybe Ketana, you specifically call the youngest. That's Ketana. Gedola is a more of a positive adjective, a positive description, and therefore you might use Gedola for anyone who is somewhat of a Gedola to somebody. But Ketana, maybe you would reserve for the youngest. That's why you have to say the Machlokas there too. V'yed Mar Baha, and if you only have the case of Ketana, Baha Kamar Rabbi Yossi, maybe only there Rabbi Yossi says that only the Ketana Sheba Ketana is Asur, because that's the only one you could would call Ketana. Ala Bachim would another Mayor, but maybe he would agree to Rabbi Mayor in the case of Gedola, that by Gedola, you have more flexibility, and you might call anyone Gedola, and you admit to Rebbe that everybody's Aser, except for the youngest. Srichas, that's what you need, both cases, that they have a parallel machlokas, both by Gedola and by Ketana. Good. Says the Gemara now. Lameimra, is this to say, this machlokas, Rebbe Meir says in all the cases, everybody's Aser, except for the oldest or the youngest. And Rebbe Yossi says that, no, they're all mutter, except for the specific oldest or youngest one, Lameimra, the Remeir Savar, Machas Inish Nafsi Lesveika, that does this to say that Remeir says that a person puts himself into a Safek, for Rabbi Yossi Savar, Lo Machas Nafshe Inish Lesveika, a person does not put himself into a case of Safek? Is this a Umdana? Do people get themselves into problematic situations? Does anybody willingly get themselves into a problematic situation? Yeah, Machas Inish Nafshe Lesveika. So Lachara, this doesn't mean that an Umdana, but it means halachically, do we assume that a person's das always includes the minimal and is always clarity, or a person sometimes has stam das, you know, more inclusive, not that a dafka goes into a case of suffix for a purpose, but does he have stam das or does he have specific das? So,
there's a weight of kiddushin also play a role in terms of the person
Does the weight of kiddushin play a role, meaning in which direction? The chomer ha'isser, therefore we have to take
or
more
the other
into
way, a, that he's interested in getting married also.
Or, you know, you might say people don't fool around by kiddushin, so you must have meant somebody specific, like we had. We had the Ron and the Rivet. Right, the Ron in by Atoka de Dibur and the Rivet by Tzai Kuffel. So maybe, right, Das is even a higher standard, right? So you might go either way. The Gemara does not say that Kiddushin is unique, because the Gemara is about to compare it to a different halachic context. But you're right, you might have said Kiddushin is different in either direction. But the Gemara says, is this really true? But we learned the Mishnah Nedarim that says the opposite in terms of getting yourself into a questionable lashon. But the Tanan, the Mishnah says, I know there at a Pesach, somebody makes a neder ad ha-Pesach. So what does that mean? Until Pesach. So we know there's always ad va'ad v'chlal or ad v'lo ad v'chlal. So is it including Pesach or not? So Rabbi Meir Omer Aser ad she'yagia. Rabbi Meir says it's Aser until Pesach comes, up until Pesach, meaning Rabbi Meir seems to say that a person does not get himself into questions of Suffolk, and therefore it's only up until, which is against what he says in our Mishnah, where he says everybody's Aser except for the youngest or the oldest. Rabbi Yossi Omer ad she'yetzir. Rabbi Yossi says no, until Pesach finishes. So, because you have to be machmir, that pnei maybe means the entire Pesach, as mifnei, as Pesach passes. So, and that's the opposite of shita of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Avdimi, Amar Rav, Mochlev is Hashita. So, easy way out is switch the shitos in our case. After all, Vahatanya, we have another brisa that has the opposite version also. Zehaklal. The rule is, kol shezmano kavua, anything that has a set time. That means a set length. Like a certain date or a certain holiday. So then, v'yamar ad p'nei, and a person says ad p'nei, so then Rameir says, ashayetze, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ad sheyagia. So you see that it switched. Rameir is the one that says ashayetze, and Rabbi Yossi says ashayagia, so therefore that Mishnah and Nedarim also switched the shitos, and our Mishnah is correct. Something that's not kavua, what's the contrast? What do you mean zmano kavua? So for Rashi quotes, that's Pesach, is zmano kavua. You know exactly when Pesach is. But a season is not zmano kavua. So they might not say their shitos by a season. If you say until the choref, until the stav, so maybe there it's not so specific, and therefore you would not say that the parallel machlokas would exist. Okay, finishing up. Amar Abaya. Says Abaya, machlokas. B'shtei kitei banos. This whole machlokas is by two pairs of girls. We mentioned there's an older wife and a younger wife. Rashi said the older wife died before you married the younger wife, so both older children are older than the younger children. So the machlokas is only by two groups. That's where you have a machlokas. Avo b'kas achat, divrei hakol gdola mamish, ktana mamish. And so is Bishmakarila. But if you have one group of girls, three children, one group, so then you don't call the older one both older ones. You call the older one, you call the younger one, and you call your middle child the middle child. Right? You don't have, there's no machlokas there by one group. So Amalei Ravada Bar Masdel Rabaya, is that really true? Elameata, if that's really true, that the middle one, you always call the middle one. So Emsois Shibet Bakachni Atishtari. So then in our Mishnah, in the case of the Reisha, in the case where you are Makadish Agdola, so then at least the middle one should be Mutter. If you always call the middle one by the middle name, not the middle name, you always call the middle one, so then you should have, it's the middle child. If the middle child, then that should be Mutter, because she is not called Gedola, right? Rashi says, Aresha koi de Mesafka, la kol kachnia begdola. Right? Because in the Reisha, we were Mesupik, with all that second kat as Gedola, Emsois la gabiman kari la Gedola. Right? Who are you calling Emsois? Who are you calling a Gedola? Why are you calling the middle one the Gedola? Lola gabik tana de ahikat, ama bakar achas pligi. Right? So you see, right, the middle one you're considered to be a Gedola, right? Yet, but that's within one kat. So Gemara answers, no. As we understood it the whole time, maybe there are only two girls in each kind of the Mishnah. There is no Emsois. There's no Emsois. That's why you can't bring any riot that, oh, you see that Emsois is called the Gdola. There is no Emsois there. It makes sense that there is no middle. There's only four girls in the Mishnah. Dim Isa Deika, because if there is one, listen, you should, the Mishnah should have said it, because that would have been a Chiddush. Would have been a Chiddush to tell me what the halach is by the middle child. The fact that it didn't mention it means there must not be a middle child in our Mishnah. So don't bring me rayas either way, what you would call the middle child. So the Gemara says, L'taymeich, if that's really true, Emsois Shevakat Rishona, Devadei Sveika, V'yasirale, Miktanila. But 1 minute, if you have the middle child in the first kat, in the kat Rishon, in the older kat, that's for sure Sveika, if you say Gdola, and that's for sure Usher, so why don't you say that one? We said that it must be that group, the younger group, doesn't have an emsois because if it would have said it if there was a chiddush, right? If there was a chiddush to it, it should have said it. So it didn't say it. It must be that it's not be there. But what about in the reisha? There would be a tremendous chiddush, right? You should have. I'm sorry, if you would have said the emsois in the reisha, you would have called her a gdola. So miktanila, it doesn't say that. So Gemara answers hachi hashta. So Gemara says, there's a big difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Hasam tana ktana dida li'isura v'hu adin lahach de kashisha mina. In over there, where it says a girl who's ktana from her, so then surely a girl who is older than her, you would call a gdola, you don't even have to say it. Meaning if the older child from the younger group is called a gdola, so surely any child in the older group is called a gdola, so it doesn't have to say it. Hachem isada ika nisne. But here, if there was a middle child in the younger group, then you should have to say that she's Asur, because you wouldn't have known that. because who's younger than her? Only the Ktana Shebektanos. And that girl is not Usher. So if this middle child in the second group would be Usher, so the Mishnah should have said it. There's no reason to have to say it in the Reisha, because she's obviously included in being a Gdola. But in the second group, there would still be it would not be a Chiddush, and that's why I didn't say it. Amalei Rav Huna, Breider of Yeshua, LaRava. HaPesach. Okay, so forget our Mishnah. Bring your right from the case of Pesach. The case of Pesach, Tchikat Achaz Dami. The case of Pesach is like a one group type of case, because it's just a question of, are these days of Pesach Asur or Mutter? Are they included in the Lashonu Pligi? And you see there's still a Lachlokas there. So Lachlokas, what does Pnei mean? So even in one group, you could say the middle days. So middle days, maybe you would call Gedol or Pnei, because it's before the last day of Pesach. Just like, so too, you would call the middle child Gedola compared to the last child, the youngest child. So Amar Leino, Hasan Belushan Da'amu Kamiflagi. No, over there by Pesach, it's not a machlokes in terms of a general kalatarakua shas machlokes. It's just a machlokes what people mean when they say Pnei. Mar Savar ad Pnei Pesach ad Kame Pischa. One says that Pnei Pesach means but till before Pesach. This is just the Umdana. Umar Savar ad Mifnei Pischa. Or the other one says Pnei means Mifnei until it passes. Until Pesach passes, but it's not a machlokas that you could generalize or ask questions from. Right? So don't compare. This already might be, it doesn't sound like it's a fundamental rejection that Kiddushin is unique, but at least by Pesach, you know, don't compare it, because Pnei Pesach is just a machlokas about what people mean. Okay. Now we get to the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Ha'omer le'isha kidashtich, v'hi omer lo kidashtani. May goes over to a woman and says, I married you. Right, Mazel Tov, let's go home. And she says, I don't know what you're talking about. Right, we never got married, I don't know who you are. So what's the halacha? And there are no witnesses. No witnesses anywhere. At least here, there are no witnesses. So what's the halacha? Who asir bekrova seha, vil he muteris bekrovav. He, because he said, I'm married to you, I married you yesterday, he is asir to marry her krovim. Right? Maybe they're not going to live together, she's going to refuse, but he wants to marry his sister. No way, because he said that he's married to her, so he's not going to marry her krovim. Vil he muteris bekrovav. And she is mutter to marry his krovim. That's the first case. And the same with the opposite case. He omers kidashtani, v'hu omer lo kidashtich. She says, you got married to me, I marry you. And he says, I did not marry you. So hu mutter bekrova seha, he's mutter with her krovim. V'hi asur bekrovav, and she is asur with his krovim. What is this based on? So Rashi quotes the principle of shavya nafshe, shavya ale, chaticha di isura bahuda aso. Right, a person literally made a piece of treif in front of him, and therefore a person could personally give a status to something in front of him. Here it applies to a woman, right? We had discussed this back in Ksubas Daf Tes. If I say my wife is usher to me, that itself might be a case of I've created an isser, and therefore I have to treat it like it is usher. So major machlokas achronim, how does shavya nafshe work? Which halachic mechanism? How are we supposed to understand shavya nafshe? So the Ksos is the one that made these two formulations famous. The Ksos is Siman Lama Dalet, Sif Katan Dalet, where the Ksos quotes some achronim that say shavya nafshe is what we would call neder. Really, we don't believe that this is true, but when you say, I marry this woman, it's like you're taking a neder that all her krovim are usher to you. Do we know if it's true or not? No. We have no idea. Maybe it's not true. But you're saying this lashon works like a neder. When you have taken upon yourself something, right? Sometimes you have a neder that you don't say in the form of a neder. For example, we also have it by doing certain mitzvos. Sometimes we say, if a person has done a certain mitzvah in a certain way for a long time, so that becomes a neder. That becomes a neder, and he can't go, let's say, I accept to wear a jacket when I daven. I accept to not say v'shomer Friday night. Whatever it is, if I do something, I accept to do a certain behavior. So maybe to get out of that behavior, the Taz discusses in Yoredei and Hilchos Nedarim, that sometimes it turns into a neder, even though I didn't say neder. So here too, sometimes you can have a case where you didn't take a neder, but it functions as a neder. So that's what some achronim say. That's how shavya nafshe works. The Ksos does not like it. The Ksos says, no, I don't think it's a neder. What is it? What is shavya nafshe? It's what we call ne'emanus. A person is ne'eman about himself. Legabi himself, we Besdin believes him, legabi himself, that he's married to this woman. Lakach, Nira says the Ksos, to hod the neman adam al atzmo, afal pishahu karov eitz al atzmo. He's neman on himself, even though he is his own relative. And usually relatives aren't believed. Hayne mishum king zeres akasiv, shehye adam neman al atzmo b'chol apsul shi'ishbo. It's a zeres akasiv. It's a zeres akasiv, the person's belief. What's the mucker? What's the makar for hodah? It is a form of hodah's baldin. Kamei edim dami. It's like there are 100 edim about you. You're believed here, even though usually not. What's the makar? The makar is Rashi on the next Talmud. Rashi Namid Beis quotes the makar for hodah's baldin kamei edim dami. Nowhere in Shas is it clear, so everybody quotes Rashi in Kiddushin Samachay. Rashi on Namid Beis quotes hodah's baldin kamei edim dami right in the middle of the page. Dechsiv asher yomar ki hu zeh, meaning modi b'miksas. Harisha samach hamiksas hodaso. That's what Rashi says is the makar for Hodas Valdin. And the Ksos continues, Im Kain, Ki Hecha Dehe'em in HaTorah Shnei Edim Alachirim, just like the Torah believed two witnesses on other people, Ki Hecha in HaTorah L'chol Adam Alatzmo, it's just like the Torah believes two witnesses about others, so too the Torah believes yourself about yourself. Afal Gavdu Karov La'atzmo, De Karov La'pasla HaTorah El Alachirim, Aval Al'atzmo Ne'emon. Masha Ein Kain, L'zakos, right, if I say, I go to Beth and I say, oh, he owes me $1 million. Right, so that's, I believe myself, I got by myself. But you can stop, you not believe the God be your friend. So that's not believed in that case. That is the Ksos, in Siman Lama Dalid, says, Shavya Nafshe is basically Odol's Baldin. Again, Ikra Tabakwaj Gaza Terlo Pasa Elo Absulim, Elo De Acherim, Avala Atzmo, Heminu. He quotes, Miksa Shakasu, Gabbe de Shavya Nafshe, who Gabke be Taurus Neder? I think that's wrong. I don't think it's just a Neder. That is the Ksos, and that is others. The question is, I saw in the name of Shmuel Rizovsky, that he has a kasha on this ksos. He says, if that's true, Shavya Nafshe and Hodas Baldin seem to be somewhat linked. They're both, Shavya Nafshe is a form of Hodas Baldin, and they're both a form of Ne'emanus. The question, though, he asks, is why then do we allow an amasla by Shavya Nafshe? We allow an excuse by Shavya Nafshe to kind of go back on what I said, while by Hodas Baldin we don't allow an excuse. We had an exubis. Let's say a person comes that says, I'm married, and then he says, you know, she says, I only said that because there were a bunch of men trying to marry me around me. I didn't want to marry them. So that's an amasla. It's an excuse that she's believed. So Shavya Nafshe could be undermined by an amasla. Hodas Baldin cannot. If I say, I owe you $100, and then the next day I say, you know, I'm sorry, I was just joking, or for some reason, it doesn't work. So if they both based on Ne'emanus, so why does the Masla believe by one and not by another? Right? He quotes the Ksos himself, Simon Pei, that you can't be Chozer Adei Masla. So he explains, the reason that it doesn't help is because by Hodas Baldin, your friend was already Zoche the money. The second that you say it, the other guy owns it already. V'hainu shekivin sha'adam bailam mamono. I'm a bailam on my money. So when I'm out there, the money is my friend's. Chalal mamon din shu shal chavero. V'nasa ha'mamon shal chavero v'niyochol achzerbo. But by Isurim, a person is not Bailam on Isurim, he just has to act in a certain way based on Isurim, whether something's Asur to him or not. So the Melo, once I say that this Isur for some reason doesn't apply, so then my Hisnagos could change. There's nothing that's happened already that will not allow me to go back. So that's the Ksos, and then Reb Shmuel explained that there is, though, still a slight difference between Shavya Nafshe and Hodas Baldin. Are there any nafkamina besides Amasla? Any other nafkaminas between, not that was a nafkamina between Shavya Nafshe and Hodas Baldin. What about within Shavya Nafshe, right?
If you have Shavya Nafshe, it also has to have a mamonos aspect, like let's say to be Yorisher. So,
Shavya Nafshe, is there a mamonos aspect? What about Ksuba? That was the discussion in Ksuba's Daf Tes.
Here is that for him to be Yorisher, she says that.
Meaning,
she says that she was married to him.
She says so he was married, and now if she dies, it's like Kasi Yarshin.
Yeah.
Right. And Echidami, his mom will give you two other nafkaminas. The Chasam Sofer. Well, first of all, and the Shev Shmaisa asks, what if somebody, in this case, where she says, I'm married, and he says not, so she's Usher in all of his Krovim, what say then she lives with a man? Is that an Eish Zish Zinsa? Is that man Chayim Misa? Is she Chayim Misa? Is she really an Eish Zish Zinsa? So again, if it's an Emanus, there's something to talk about. Right, there's something to talk about because she's really treating herself as an Eish Zish. Mashenka, if he says Neder, of course not. That's what the Ksos says. Yeah, he does say in the Shev Shmaisa. That's what the Shev Shmaisa himself says in Shmaisa Vav. He has the Nafkamina about he said it's Vada Lifne Iver. For sure, Lifne Iver. The question is there Eish Zish Zinsa? There's another case. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. Is one allowed, let's say the person who said it knows that it's really false, can they in private violate? Meaning I said it, but I said it whatever it was for you know, whatever, I know it's false. Kedei. So what's the case? The Chassam Sofer in Yoredeya Kuf Pehei. What's the case? A man goes over to, a woman goes over to her husband and says, honey, next Wednesday night is my mikveh night. And then a few days later, she says, I made a mistake. It was really Tuesday night. It's a day earlier. Do we say Shavya Nafshe, says the Chassam Sofer, that Tuesday night is Nesar? Because in their mind, in her mind, and in his mind, Tuesday night was off limits. That was only the one night too early. She says, it was Tuesday night, I made a mistake. Ta'ba Cheshboni. That was the Shaila asked to the Chassam Sofer. He writes, it's very emotional. He says, I have no time. I'm stuck in the hospitals all day. I can't even move. Lo Yuman, you know, the Yisurim that I have, Rachmana Litzlan, but you say I have to answer the question. And he said, I shouldn't really even answer it because it's not Lamaisa. You just want to know for next time if something happens because the case happened already, but you're my Talmud and I have to share with you. So he quotes, this is Pshita, what Chazal say, Sha'adav Shechadich Li Yisura, Pligi B'tam Adavar, Yesh Omer Mitam Neder, V'Omer Pesach B'Zoch Matzasi, Elu, he goes through, Yesh Omer Mitzvitam Ne'emanis. Ulefizeh, Sha'anu Ein Manichan Osalio Sima Mikal Makom, Hu V'hi She'yodit She'sheker Ana, V'lo Matzo, if they both know that it's a sheker, Pesach B'Zoch Mutarm Zemzeh B'Seser, right? Maybe you should say, if it's only based on neder, it's mutter in private, because it's not really usser. Oh, ulai usser, mishav kol ma she'asser chachamim, maybe because of maris ayin, it should be usser, even b'chadr chadarim, but he says that's not meikar adin. But it should be mutter. Or do you say it's a real ne'amanus? So this is, he says, he goes back and forth. If it's a ne'amanus, so even though they know it's a mistake, but they said to everybody, she told all their friends, maybe that, you know, that Wednesday night is my mikveh night. But then he says, no, benito shelofanenu, im b'yom ha'shlishi ba'atzmo amra hayom lel tefila. If it was that day, if she says, I'm going to the mikveh tonight, and she says Wednesday night, and then it becomes the day before, and then she says, it's tonight, then for sure we don't believe her. Because we assume Yitzhar Tafo, it's that day to have bia that night, so we don't believe. If it was a few days before, so we assume that maybe that then there's what to talk about. That's what he says. He would trust her if it was a few days before, but not if it was that day. But he says at the beginning, it should be totally on neder versus ne'amanus.
It was neder. Wouldn't it be more so if they're taking upon themselves a neder? So
taking upon themselves a neder, but now they're saying, let's say it was a neder betos. Something like that, and therefore they don't have to. They don't have to keep it. Okay, so that's Shavya Nafshe. There's more to talk about. Let's continue. Third, we did the first two cases of the Mishnah. Now the next two cases of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kidashtech v'yomer slo kidashtech elabiti. He says, I married you, and she says, no, you married my daughter. You got mixed up. So who aser b'krovos gedola? He is aser in the krovos of the gedola, because that's who he said married. The gedola muteres b'krovav, and the gedola is muter with his krovim. Who muter b'krovos ketana? He is muter with the ketana because he never agrees to that, admits to that marriage. The ketana muteres b'krovav, the ketana is also muter. Why? Because the mother doesn't have that money to have with the daughter. It's bitter not the Lucia says only by the father, not by the mother. Kidashi is bitchav, he omers the opposite. He says, I married your daughter, he omers no kidash OC. No, you married me. So again, who was the Krovas Katana? He's also in the Krovas Katana. But Katana Mutaris Bakrova, but the Katana Mutaris in his Krovim, because nobody answered her. Who Mutar Bakrovas Gadola? And he is Mutter in the Gadola's relatives, the Gadola Asur Bakrova, because she says, no, you married me. Okay? Fine. Hawalisha Kidashi Vahulu, Vitzricha, you need all the cases, first case one and two at least. Being the each of them saying that I married you. If you only have the case where he said I married you and she does not admit, because maybe there the chiddush is because a man isn't as medaktik, because what's going to happen? So he'll be married to another woman? Okay, fine, I'll marry somebody else too. But maybe by her, maybe we should say it's for sure true. And should usher lagabe both sides. Why? If she was not sure, she wouldn't say it. You wouldn't say it. Why? Because she doesn't have the whole world now until he gives her a get. And maybe he should also be usher. Why? Because we trust her. Kamash Milan, that's the chiddush of the first case. That's why you have to have both cases. Kidasha fiyamers v'chulu, hasu lamali. What about that case? Why do you have the second case that where he says, which case is this talking about? Kidasha case number three, right, where he says, I marry you, and she says, no, you married my daughter. So, hasul amali, it's rachzaka la vechamina. Mida raisa himne rachmana la'ab, mida rabbanan hemnu alidi da. You might say, mida raisa, the father has namanus. Mida rabbanan, the mother has namanus. Vititzar barta bidibura, and she should be able to answer to her daughter. Kamash malan, we don't say that. No namanus, lagabi the daughter. What about the fourth case? Kidashi es bitcha vechulu, hasul amali. So, what's the, right, why do you have the fourth case? I need to turn a ha. Tananamiha. Once you have case number three, you also throw case number four for parallelism. Itmar. Rav Amar Kofin Ushmuel Amar Mavakshin. Rav says you force him to give a get. Shmuel Amar, no, you just ask him. So, ahai, what case is he? Is that going on? Ilei Ma Reisha, is that talking about the Reisha, the first case, where the man says to the woman, I marry you. And she says, no, you didn't marry me. So, Lav Kofin Yivalom Lakshanika. She doesn't need anything. She's mutter. Right? You don't believe him, Lagabi, here at all. So, El Asifa, it must be talking about the second case. The case where she says, you marry me. So now she's stuck. So that's the machlokas, whether you force him to give a get or ask him. So Bishlam Mavakshan Lachayis, I don't understand why you would ask him to give a get. Come on, please. El Kofin Amai, why would you force him to give a get? He says, I was never married to this woman. And what would he say? Amar, lo nichali disa bekreva. Night now I can marry all of her relatives. But then they're going to become Achos Grushasi. And Achos all of my group and all these relatives. I don't want him. So what do you mean force him? So Ella, Shmaitza Hadadi Itbar, you're right. Both, there's no machlokas here. They're both going on the same case. Amar Shmuel Mavakshin him in a litan leget. Step one is Shmuel. Shmuel says he asked him to give a get. He doesn't have to, because it's bad for him. But if he's a nice guy, he would give a get. Amar Rav, im nasan gevei atzmo. Rav says once he did give a get, so then, if he did it on his own, without being asked, so then kofen osoli ting suba. Then you would force him to give a ksuba, that's the case, kofin. Once he gives the get, Rashi adds in, me'atzmo, if he's forced to give a get, if he doesn't ask him to give, so maybe he's just doing it because doesn't ask him. But if he did it by on his own, that's what Rashi says. Look, six wide line of Rashi. V'imnasad me'atzmo, below bakasha. Right? Why does Rashi say that? Because maybe with the bakasha, then you don't think it's true. But if he did it without bakasha, then kofin also think ksuba, why did the goli die to the kitsha? Right? It must be, he was megala his das, that he was bakadishur. Stop there for a minute in Rashi. 2 points. There's a Rashba. The Rashba says here, a person who knows the halacha has a way out of this. Says the Rashba. Umizdavra is logical. De'im chacham. V'yodeya shehi asur la'alma. Let's say there's a chacham. He knows that she is asur to the world now. But he doesn't want to be asur to all of her krovim. So, v'nasan get me atzmo. He's allowed to give a get from his own. Upiresh. And he can explicate. Da'aldas kenu kosev shalotis agen. I'm giving it to you because I want you to be able to get remarried. So then, in kovan osoli ting suba. Then you don't force it to give a suba because he's dafka sengi. You see why he's giving the marriage. Avalin lo piresh. Nirin adverb shakovan osoli ting suba. Why? But if not, because he must be. You force him. Why? The stam amruv. It must be that he's giving it to not only to save her. The other machlokas here that the Tosfos talks about. Look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says mikan yesh lo chiyach de almana mina erisin yesh lo ksuba. It must be the ksuba's a rain mina erisin. Because here, what are you talking about ksubas for? They didn't have any suin, right? So there's a whole discussion in a number of places in Shas. Mina erisin or any suin. So Tosfos says here sounds like yesh lo ksuba for mina erisin. Vafi lo kasab, even if he didn't write it, because if she had a ksuba, the mitzvah hacham ayid lo kasab lo. Yikasalam, I'm a vakshin shayach lo yimer hacha. If she has a ksuba in front of her, isn't that a proof that they were married? So it must be it's not here, and that's what Tosfos says. And that's what Rashi also says, where I stopped at the Rashi before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eighth line in Rashi. Arusa yesh lo ksuba. Right, Rashi says the same thing. But if you look at the other Rishonim, certain Gaonim, the Gaonim quoted here in the Rashba also say, no, it's not true. Arusa doesn't get a ksuba. Arusa doesn't get a ksuba. You know, only b'nisuin. Gaonim iskiva she'in ksuba l'arusa. And again, remember, this was very, very more halachic, halach l'maisa, in the case of where they did erisin and nisuin, different times. Let's say they did erisin 6 months before the nisuin, and then something occurred. And therefore, they break it off. So they break it off. Not only is she an eish zish that needs a get, but do you have to pay the ksuba or not? It's a big nafkamina. Big nafkamina. So the Gaonim said, no, the ksuba is only for an arusa if it was written, if he decided to write it. V'hacha? Hacha, it could be even if she has the ksuba. She has the ksuba in front of her, but the case is where the case unless they write the ksuba before the kiddushin. So there's still no raya that there was a kiddushin. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Itmar nami. Amar vachabarada, amar rav, amri lo, amar vachabarada, amar rav, amnuna, amar rav. Kofinum of action. You force and you ask. Tarti? What do you mean, both? Hachi gamar. Mivakshi amen eliten get, vimnasa meyatsmo, kofinus eliten ksuba, as we said. Amar rav Yehuda. Here we go. This is the case for the next rest of the daf. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hamakadish beit echad yichoshen l'kiddushav. Let's say man and woman get married in front of one witness. Don't worry about it. Ein choshen l'kiddushav. There's no chash of the kiddushin. They are totally not married. Bo minei me Rabbi Yehuda shteim odemai. What if both? Is there any difference if both the chasid and the kala admit along with the one aid in v'lau v'rafi biyadei? Sometimes he said yes, sometimes he said no, and it was weak in his hand. Meaning he couldn't make up his mind. Itmar, Amar Rach Rabbi Shulam Kadosh Beit Echad, Ein Choshen LeKiddushav, says Shmuel, it's nothing. The Afilu Shnehem Modim, even if both are Modim. It's an important point, but let's just do a little more first. Eisvei Rav Lov Nachman, is that really true? Homer Leisha Ar Mishnah, Kiddush Shechvi Amar Shlo Kiddush Tani, Hu Asa Bekrova Sel, Vehim Udes Bekrova, the case where the man says to the woman, I married you. Se'id Deika Edim, if there are witnesses that the marriage took place, then Amai Mutares Bekrova, then why should she be Mutter to his relatives? Right? So then we should trust the Edim. Ve'id Deleka Edim, if there are no Edim at all, Amai Asa Bekrova Sel. If there's no Edim, then for sure it's not a marriage. Ela La Ve'id Echad. What shouldn't this be? It must be Be'ed Echad. It must be talking about one aid. And you see that it does, right? It does have an accomplishes. Even though here the woman doesn't even admit to it. So Achamayaskina, no. The case is called Damar Lucky Dashapifini Ploni Ploni Vahalam Yes I am. No, I got married to you in front of Adam and they're not here. That's the case. Period. Why would Eid Echad make a difference? Why would an Eid Echad make a difference, especially Shnei Modim? So it's a very important Rashi here. Rashi says four lines. Fourth to last line in Rashi, towards the end of the line. The eight echad chashiv shvua b'dini maminus. Eight echad chashiv l'chayiv shvua b'dini maminus. Hilkach be'er v'nami chashiv l'izkayim kiddushin b'fanav. Ubovash yushneim modim. What does Rashi say? We know in another halacha context, in Hilchus, usually one eight is nothing. You need two eight. But we know in dini maminus, in eight echad is kam l'shvua. In Eid Echad, if I bring one aid that you owe me $100, so that's Mechayiv Yishvua. That's one of the three Shvua Daraisas. Shvua Sashomrim, Shvua Smodim Amiksas, and Shvua Eid Echad. So what does that mean? What does that mean that an Eid Echad can become Lishvua? Is an Eid Echad really a half of two Eidim? He's very strong. He's a half of two Eidim. Two Eidim do money, or Mechayiv money, and one aid is Mechayiv Shvua. But really, one aid is very Naman, and he's very strong. Or do we say that no? An Eid Echad is nothing. Two Eidim is it. Less than that is nothing. Why is he Mechayiv Yishvua? Because it's enough to create a case of a Safek. We don't really trust him so much. He creates a Leidas HaSafek and therefore take a Shvua. But it's not that he has any stature of himself, by himself. This is a major discussion in the Achronim. How do you view Eid Echad? So this Rashi seems to be taking the first approach. Rashi saying, look, he's Chashuv in one area of Halacha, so it must be he's Chashuv in the other area of Halacha. Amazing Chiddush. That is what Rashi says. Once heard a shir a long time ago from Rav Lichtenstein, he said maybe it's Rashi L'shitaso. Rashi in Shvuah Stach Lamed Beis, where Rashi says the Gemara there has a machlokes tanoim whether an eight echad is enough to be mechayev a carbon Shvuah. Right? If somebody is an eight echad says that you owe somebody money and you deny it and you swear about it, so that's a case of Shvuah. This might be talking about Shvuah Sa'edis. Shuas Eidus, right? Shuas Eidus means if you deny knowing testimony for someone and you swear about it, and they will mashbia you, and then it comes out that you're lying, you're going to be chayiv karbon Shuas Eidus. So is that enough if the Eid Echad was machayiv you a shvua or not? So that's a machlok. It seems to be a machlokas. So one Manda Amar says Eid Echad ki asi l'shvua asi, and Mar Savar l'mamona asa. L'mamona asa. What does that mean? Rashi says v'darsh krohachi, and this is how he would be have the havamina. L'kol avona l'kol chatas. T'hainu l'makos l'onshin hu de'eno kam. An Eid Echad can't be b'chayev punishments. Avo kam hu l'mamon. But he can be the money. And then the Gemara says, no. They can't be arguing about that because an Eid Echad is now cannot be b'chayev money. But the Rimi Gash on that Gemara says, you can't even say that in the havamina. You have to say there's some other type of understanding in the havamina. Rav Lichtenstein said, no, Rashi in the havamina, l'shitaso, says it's very possible that you will look at an Eid Echad as very strong. It's not so far-fetched to say he would be b'chayev money. Either way, this is the discussion here, why an Eid Echad might be strong. Whenever we speak about Eidim, it's important to remember the Lashon of the Rambam in Yisodia Torah, the end of Perek Zayin, where the Rambam is talking about why there are certain signs, how you're supposed to know whether a Navi is a Navi MS or a Navi Sheker. So the Rambam says, you know, who says these signs are correct? Maybe he's going to do all these signs, it's going to be a Navi Sheker, and you're going to think it's a Navi MS. Says the Rambam, there's nothing else to do. Afal Pike, Mitzvah Lishmolo. Still, you listen to him, because he did what he was supposed to do. Hol v'adam gadol hu v'chacham ro'el nevuah. Remember, he's only talking about an Adam, a Chacham, a Navi, somebody who's done proper things. Ma'amid ha'zo ha'chetz kaso, you assume that he's telling the truth. And then he quotes a mashal. She'bekach nitztavinu, because this is what we're commanded to do by the Navi. K'moshe nitztavinu lachto chadin al pi shnei edem k'sherim. V'af al pi she'efsha she'he'idu b'sheker. Could be the two witnesses are lying, but that's the din. You trust two witnesses. So the Rambam's not even giving any strength to two witnesses. One witness, two witnesses, they all might be lying. But the Torah says, you know, you trust two witnesses. But there, that's his mashal to Navi Sheker. So again, that type of formulation also does not have some major fundamental difference between a Navi MS, between 1-8 and 2-8. Okay, so that's a big discussion, but that's an important Rashi. The Noda to be Yehuda just writes in one place, maybe this whole idea of Eid Echad and Shnei Amodim is kind of like what we have in Dini Maminis, where you're allowed to accept puzzle people to be your judges. Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So maybe here too, they're allowed to accept one aid to be their witnesses in marriage. Maybe that's the Havamina here. Okay, but either way, it says, we're not Choshei Shlib to the marriage. So Eisvei, next Kasha, Megarish Zishov Lani Mabu Putaki, we have this in Gittin. Sorry, divorces his wife and then has Yichud with her. So Beishamai Omer, Meinat Tzricha Menuket Sheini, Beishamai says he does not need another get. Meaning we don't assume anything happened. We don't assume that he lived with her again L'Shem Kiddushin. Or Beisel Omer, Tzricha Menuket Sheini. No, you do Choshesh. You are Choshesh. So Heichi Dami, Idi Ika Eidim. One second. If there are witnesses that there was a Kiddushin Biyah, so Maitamai the Beishamai. So then what, how can Beishamai say otherwise? But if there are no witnesses, how can Beis Hillel say it is a marriage? It must be this one aid. And again, you see it's a machlokas. So look at me one second. What about the second half of the Mishnah? But they both agree that if they never were married fully, they only had erusin, so then you don't need to get sheni, because he is not used to living with her, so therefore you for sure think that they were not married. But if one aid would be believed, mali mina eris and mali mina nisuin, what difference would it make? You should say that if it's one aid works. So Ella must be that machlokas there has nothing to do with our case. It's a separate machlokas. Ella hakam mayas kinon could go into ika ede yichud, veleka ede bia. There are only ede yichud here. There are no ede bia. And what's the machlokas? Beishamai savri, lo amrinan heinen ede yichud, heinen ede bia. Beishamai says, we do not say that just because they're ede yichud, they translate into actual ede bia. And that's why there's no edim on the kiddushin here. Well, beisilo savri, amrinan heinen ede yichud, heinen ede bia. Beisilo says, you do say that. Once they're ede yichud, that's circumstantial evidence. You could assume that they were Ede Bia. Umodim Vandai, and that's why, but they both would agree, but it's Garshim and Erison, that if they never had been married together, so then Delorm, you could hit Ede Bia, Basil would admit, you don't have to assume that the next step occurred because they had never been married. Major machlokas Rishonim here, the Ritva, the Rambam, get into the act. Why do we say, what's the Svar for Basil? Hin Hin Ede Yuchin Hin Ede Bia? So even though they saw the bia, even if you could assume the bia was halachically witnessed, but still the root must be ein adam osa bilaso bilaznus. Person doesn't make himself a bilaznus. Therefore, if he lived with a woman, it must be that he is being mekadisher. Does that principle apply to every case of a man and a woman having a relationship, or only here by grusha? By Grusha, this was his wife. This was his wife, so if he lives with her again, it must be he's being Mekadisher. So the Ritva says, Dafka Grusha. Dafka Grusha. Pirish, Jalo Savri, I mean, Baha. Pirish, Jalo Chashin Labia, Avo Ba'alma, Mekadish, Beferish, Babia, Be'di Yich. Where is he? Shein Adam Osa, Bilas, Bilas, Ein Adam Osa, Im Ishto Shagirish, Bilas Nus. Masha'enkin, Babala, Pnuya Da'alma. Afilu bifneyedim to hasam adam osa bilas bilas nus. But every case of znus on the street, you're going to say in and osa bilas nus, and they're married? No, only by grusha, only by grusha. Vishelo kedas mixas gaonim, not like some gaonim shita. Who are the gaonim shita? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam has a lengthy discussion. Gerushin yud yutes horu mixas gaonim. Some gaonim paskin shekal isha shetibael bifneyedim sricha get. Every time a woman has bia with two in front of two eidim, need a get. Obviously, no eidim. There's no marriage. But every time, let's say two eidim witness a ma'aseh znus, they're married. He needs a get. Why? Chazaka ein adam osa bilasa bilas nus. V'higdilu v'hosifu b'davar zeh. The Rambam says they even added to this major shita. Sha'ala al daitam ad shahoru shemishi ishlo ben mishifchaso choshishin lo. V'lotis yabim ishto shema shichra shifchaso v'acher ba'aleha. If a man lives with a shifcha, you have to be worried that he was mishachar her, and this is his real get, this is his real son, and you don't do yibum. V'yesh mishahor shavadi shichra. Some say it was a vada, it's not even a suffix. She'in adam osa bilasa bilas nus. Says the Rambam. V'chol hadvarim ha'elu rechokim heim be'enai ad ma'od. These are very far from me. Midarkei ha'ora. V'ein roi lismoch alayhen. It's not regular Mishnah Torah lashon. Shelo amru chachamim chazak azu ela be'ishto shakir shemilvad. O be'mekadish al tanai. Ubal stam shahari ishto ube ishto hu shechez kaso she'in adam aso bilaso bilasnos ha she'yifari she'bilasnos o she'yifari she'altsnai uboel aval b'shar nashim hare kol zona b'cheskas shebol l'shem znus ad she'yifarish shehu l'shem kedushin. Right, you got to know who we're talking about here. That is the Rambam. Said the Arsameach, Western Kudus HaMachlokas, on that Rambam. Ein Adam also bilas bilas nus. What is the svara for that? Is that because there's the Chomer HaIsser? The Chomer HaIsser, and therefore people don't like to be involved in znus? So then you would say this apply to anybody. Nobody likes to be involved in znus. Or do we say no, that Ein Adam also bilas nus means that he feels bad for a previous situation that he did. He feels fair that he was Megaris. He feels bad. Much more limited principle. So then, that's the Shita of the Rambam, and that's the Shita of the Ritva. Okay, exciting stuff. Let's continue. Amar b'Yisrael bar Shmuel b'Masa b'Shvei d'Rav, ha-mekadesh b'edech ani choshen l'kidushav. If you get married with one witness, in front of one witness, no marriage. V'yafilu shnei amodim, even if both admit. Amar Rabba bar Afuna, ha-mekadesh b'edech ad. If you get married with one aid, b'edina Rabba Amri, the b'edina Rabba said, ain choshen l'kidushin. They're not married. Mind b'edina Rabba, who is that? Rav. V'yikad Amre, or switch the people. Amar Rabba bar Afuna, amar Rav. Rav said, "Makash beidecha beidina Rabba Amri in Choshen Kedushav." Rav said that the great Bezdin says, "Don't worry about the marriage." Man beidina Rabba, Rebbe. Okay, switch the people. Masiv Rav Achtavoi Bar Ami Shnayim Shabo Mimidina Sayam. Here's the case: two people come from far away. V'ishi imahen, Ruvain Shimon, and a woman. V'chavila imahen, and there's a suitcase of money with them. So two men, one woman, and a suitcase of money. Ze Omer Zu Ishti V'zu Avdi V'zu Chavilasi. One guy says, this is my wife, this is my Eved, and this is my suitcase of money. V'zeh omer, zu ishti, v'zu avdi, v'zu chavilasi. And the other guy says the same thing. V'isha omeres, and the woman says, elu shnei abadai. These are my servants, v'chavila sheli, and this is my bag of money. So what's the halacha? Tzricha shnei gittin. So if she wants to get remarried, she needs two gets. V'gove ksuvasa mina chavila. And she take her ksuba from the bundle. Says the Ritva, why does she get that? Right? Why? Because it's Mimanafshach. Mimanafshach. This bundle of money is hers. Each of them are saying they were married, so therefore they each owe her a ksuba. She's saying it's all mine. So at least the amount of the ksuba from this bundle is going to her. And the rest of it, what happens to the rest of it? Machlokas. Rashi says, second skinny line, Moser Muta Basafik Ashayavo Eliyahu. Put it away until the Yohanavi comes. The Ritva says, maybe that, maybe split it between them. You know, that's a Baba Metzia discussion about whether you hey Munach or split it up. Either way, that's the case. The Gemara says, hey Chidami, what's the case here? Either Islay Sadi Lahai, Islay Sadi Lahai, if there are Edim that for each of them, that they each got married to this woman, so Mimi Yasi Amra, Elushne Avadai, Vachavila Shalis, then how could she say anything? How could she say that these are my Avadim and the bundle's mine? Right, at least, right, at least the two of them are both admitting that it's not hers. Right? It's not hers. El abed echad. It must be we're talking about an eid echad. And what do you see? Even without any hoda on her part, you need a get. Right? Even worse than shnei amodim. So think about 1 second. Matizbra eid echad b'chashim imehemin. 1 second. If we're talking about an eid echad, but she's being machishim anyway. So eid echad b'chashim surely doesn't work. She's being contradicting him. So Ella, what must be the case? L'mishri la amadu gleam alo pligi d'shari. To marry out, for sure she's allowed. You don't need the gittin for that. Because there are no witnesses here. This is the case. If she'd want to collect her ksuba from the bundle, then they would have to get, the only way she could do that is if she receives two gittin. And it's like a Rimeir who says that even movable items, even money, is meshubit to the ksuba. Period. Fine, so no right. So my habi Allah, so what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Next 10 lines are probably 10 of the most important lines in Maseches Kedushin. Right? What's it doing? Tucked away here, the end of Daf Samachay. Rav Kahana Abar, Ein Choshen L'Kiddushav, Rav Papa Amar Choshen L'Kiddushav. Machlokas, whether you assume that they're married or not. If there aren't two witnesses. Amalei Rav Asher, Yidler Rav Kahana. My Daitek, Rav Kahana, why do you say that we're not worried about the Kiddushin? The Yafas Dava Dava Mi Mamon. Because you learn a Gzeir Shava from Dini Mamonis, that Dini Mamonis always needs two witnesses? Imalahalan, but 1 second. Imalahalan od Osbal Din Kamei Edim Dami, but if by Dini Mamonis od Osbal Din works, if somebody says, I owe you $200, so then he has to pay, so I have con. So why don't you say the same thing here? Hold us, but make them dummy. If the reason that you need two witnesses by Kiddushin is because of Gzeir Shava from Mamonis, so just like by Mamonis, hold us, but didn't work, so to by Kiddushin, you should say, hold us, but didn't work. And if they both admit that they're married, so then they should be married. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar le ha-sam lo ka-chayev la-achrini. By Dini Mamonis, you're not being mechayev anyone else. You're admitting that you owe $200. But ha'chal kachayev lachrini. Here, you're being mechayev others. How are you being mechayev others? So Rashi says, because krovim. Krovim. Right, the krovim of each other are now usur. The Rashba says, what about a ger? What about a ger? No krovim. So the Rashba says, no. You know why it's chav lachrini? Because if you believe this woman, it's another woman off the market for everybody else in the world. That's what the Rashba says. The Ritva says, you know why it's chav lachrini? Because she becomes an Eish HaZish. And therefore, if there's onshin, if somebody lives with her. Reb Chaim has a different shot of chav lachrini. What's chav lachrini? So this is a major machlokas between the Ksos and Reb Chaim. Once the Gemara now says, the Gemara had a havamina to compare davar davar mimamon. How do you know eidim by kiddushin? You learn that from dini mamonis. And the Gemara rejects chav lachrini, ein chav lachrini, don't compare. What does that mean? The Ksos does not seem to give a fundamental chilek between the context, even lamaskana. In other words, let's go back for a minute. There are really two types of eidim we have in the world. There's what we call eidim birur, eidim to be mevarer that something occurred. Meaning you don't need the eidim for the thing to, for the item to take place. I lend you money. Do we need eidim there? No. The sale, the loan takes place even without eidim there. If I want it there to be a raya for it afterwards, so I need eidim there. Eidim birur to be mevarer what occurred. But it occurred even without the eidim there. Then there's what we call eidim kiyum. Eidim that are makayim the milsa. Eidim that if there are no eidim there, halachically it didn't happen. Are those two categories very fundamentally different? The Ksos views them as not. Eidim kiyum are just super eidim birur. That's what it seems to be. There are certain contexts where the Torah demands you have eidim birur there. Right? And if you don't, then it didn't occur, but not because there's something unique and different about Eidei Kiyum. That's what the Ksos assumes. Reb Chaim and Yibam and Chalitza, Dal Tezayin, says, no. Eidei Kiyum are fundamentally different. Fundamentally different. Without them, they are Makayim the Milsa. Without them, it didn't occur. Reb Rosenzweig, when he said this, we always like to say, they create that formal solemnizing presence that the action of transcendence took place. I wrote it down because I don't want to forget it 20 years later. But anyway, that's what he said. It's the solemnizing presence that's added to certain transcendental acts, like a kiddushin, right? Those are the certain actions in Yahadus are too important not to have Eidim there, and therefore without the Eidim, it didn't take place. Eidim Kiyum are very different than Eidim Birur. Chav Lachrini, reverses what I said, B'Shem Reb Chaim, right? Chav Lachrini means that this is an action that affects many people. And that's why it's different, and don't compare Eidim Kiyum to Eidim Birur. That's what Chav Lachrini means. Let's just continue five more lines, because we have an important line. Mar Zutra, Ravad, the Saba, B'nei, the Rav Mari Bar Isar, Palag Nechsayu, Bahadi Adadi, these two sons split the Nechasim amongst each other. Also, the Kamid Ravashi, they came in front of Ravashi, Amrule, they said, Apishnei Eidim Amarachman, the Torah says you need two witnesses. Diboy Lamadar Lamatzi Hadri, Behuv Anan Lo Hadri. Why do you need two witnesses by Dini Mamanis? Because if you'd want to retract, so you're not able to retract, and we're not worried, we're two brothers, we're never going to retract, so therefore you shouldn't need the two witnesses. Odilma Lo Makaima Milsa Elabasadi. Or do you need two witnesses because the item did not take place without witnesses? Amar Lahu, so he answers them by Mominus, Lo Ivrasadi El Shakri. Eidim are only there to prevent Sheker. To prevent Sheker, and therefore by Mominus you don't need two witnesses. Mashma though, by Kiddushin, you say the other line. Lo Makaima Milsa El Basadi, and therefore it didn't take place without the Eidim. Period. Tosas on top, we don't have time to talk about it. All the Rishonim here discuss, do you need Eidim by Chalipin? Do you need Eidim by Chalipin? Right? Kinyan Sorach Shnayim or Ein Sorach Shnayim? That's a discussion. You never had that discussion by anywhere else. By no other Kinyan might you require Eidim, and without it the Kinyan didn't take place. Why is that again? As we mentioned in the past, Chalipin is a unique Kinyan. It's a Kinyan Shel Das. It's a concretization of the person's Das that he's serious. So maybe there too. Eidei Kiyum are there to show that they're serious and it didn't happen without their being there. So there might be an affinity between Chalipin and Eidei Kiyum. Again, not for now, but that's the sugya of Eidei Kiyum, Eidei Birur, the Ksos, Reb Chaim, there's a Pnei Yeshua here, but that's the big sugya, period. We'll stop here, and Beshem will continue Sunday. Enjoy tomorrow, Yanai HaMelech, getting into the world of Chanukah, one of the not such a great king for the Klal Yisrael in the history of the Chashmonaim, but it's talked about there that he put on the tzitz. Again, remember, he was one of the Chashmonaim. He was not the best king that we had. Okay, that's more Yanai tomorrow, and then Hashem, we will continue with other issues of Hashem on Sunday. Okay, everybody remember also, if anybody's interested in the Parsha Shir, Parsha Shirim are found on YU Torah for now, yutorah.org. The Parsha Shir every Wednesday night it's uploaded, and the daf continues on projectsinai.org. We again thank them for all of their support.